could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It make 'em cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.
Hi, my name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 29 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome you all this week to my radio show, Attitude Adjustment, where I interview inspiring and motivational guests on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stretch your limits as to what is possible. Each week, we tackle an issue and share how to create a healthier lifestyle, live without pain, and embrace small nutritional and wellness changes that make a big difference. This week, I'm very glad to have Renee Devereaux with me. Renee, are you there?
I am here.
Well, we're very glad to have you here. And if it is okay with you, I would love to share a little bit about you with our listeners. Renee is a certified nutritionist, a hypnotherapist, a licensed esthetician, dance therapist, author, and medical intuitive. Boy, Renee, do you sleep?
Sometimes.
Okay. She has been contributing to others' health, well-being, and beauty by sharing what she has learned in 35 years of private practice and her own recovery from cancer. Matters of the heart generally have to do with our inability to love ourselves. We can often love others, but when it comes to ourselves, we simply do not know how. Yet, by loving ourselves, we can reclaim our lives. Her intention today is to inspire everyone listening to accept all that you are and to see yourself as a means through which the beauty of the divine is expressed. You will then live in a state of grace called soulful radiance, a state of serenity and joy rooted in one's own striving for self-acceptance, love, and excellence. And Renee, you chose a topic for this conversation today that I just absolutely love. It's called The Ultimate Love Affair, Unconditional Self-Acceptance and Love. Can you share with our listeners to start why you chose that topic and a little insight into that?
Oh, thank you, Iris. First of all, I want to thank you so much for having me on and giving me this opportunity to share with others some of what I have learned. And as far as The Ultimate Love Affair, it's actually a book that I self-published several years ago. And now it's being picked up by a publisher, and it will be out, again, reformatted and reworked. The message is essentially the same as far as self-acceptance and self-love. I knew then, and I still reaffirm that premise, that we don't know how to love ourselves. We give ourselves, you know, to others. We love others. We want to help others. And we forget that there's a source here that needs to be filled before we can really love unconditionally. And that means that, you know, if we don't love ourselves, then we'll be expecting something from the love that we give to others. In other words, there will be a catch. There will be an agenda. We do not give unconditionally. We do not love others unconditionally. We have an expectation that they too will love us and do for us, give to us what we need to be giving to ourselves. So that is the... Yes, go on.
I got that. So in your opinion, what is the most important way we can show love for ourselves? Can you give an example?
Okay. Yes, of course. And first of all, for me, it's about commitment to be the best that we can be. And that means physically fit, emotionally strong, and to be in a state of grace spiritually, living in gratitude and love.
Now, Renee, sometimes, and I have heard this from people, when people think, oh, I'm going to love myself, and they have this, they play in their heads this like guilt kind of thing, like if I love myself, then I'm being selfish. Can you,
yes.
can you just share a little bit about that?
Oh, yes, that is so important because we have been taught that the moment we want to take care of ourselves, I mean, we heard this from our mom. I know I heard it definitely from my mom that I was selfish because I wanted to replenish myself to somehow take care of me before I took care of her or took care of, you know, anyone in the family. I felt I needed to do something so that I could feel good about me. And then I could really be generous in my giving to her and to everyone else. So the selfish angle is, to me, a manipulative agenda. And a lot of people use that to get us to do what they want us to do, forgetting that there is a divine aspect of us that needs fulfillment. And so the message here is to listen to ourselves, to get in touch with what feeds us emotionally and spiritually. What is it that I need to do for me so that I can give to others and be in that state of grace, you know, just be able to give without an expectation of something in return. And I believe that that selfish angle came, well, it's been passed down forever, from that perspective that I want this person to do for me. So we lie to ourselves. We're in denial. We say we love someone. And at the same time, we want them, you know, we want to have them be what we want them to do or to be. Consequently, the failure of relationships, because our souls are not designed to define around someone else.
Now, here, I'll tell you another thing that I hear people say is that if they do things for themselves, right, then they may feel this guilt, yes, of guilt that they're doing too much for themselves and not for others. Can you share a little bit about that word, guilt?
Guilt. Well, the guilt can come when we overindulge in ourselves. There is a balance that I recommend we look for, we seek. And sometimes we are overindulgent where we just get really self-centered. We're just thinking of our concerns and not taking our partners or the rest of the family into account of, okay, it's more than me. Yes, I want to nourish myself spiritually. I want to take care of me. And at the same time, there are others around me who I love. I want to be able to contribute to their well-being. So it's a matter of finding a balance so that I'm not becoming completely self-centered. Because when I do that, yes, there is a sense of guilt. Because if I see my brother or, you know, someone close to me that I love dearly suffering, well, that doesn't feel good either. Mm-hmm. So there is that happy medium where I can be generous with him or with whoever, and be there for them. And at the same time, I'm not totally giving myself away or my resources, you know, where I can share.
Mm-hmm. So can you share maybe some tips, suggestions for us to stay balanced in what you're saying and not feel this guilt?
Well, the balance comes in making a commitment to myself, to the being that is there, to the soul, knowing that I've been given a gift. This body is a miraculous apparatus. And if it were a Lamborghini, I wouldn't, you know, it's like,
yes.
Okay, I'm taking care of it because it is a treasure. So consequently, I want to do what's right for it. I want to exercise it, feed it the best that I can, you know, with what is available to me. And do, you know, if there are issues, physical issues, of course I will resolve them because there's meaning in everything. If there is a physical ailment or whatever, we need to resolve it. Everything has meaning. And so that to me is the voice, the soul speaking. Mm-hmm. And so I want to pay attention. And so take care of my grooming. Take care of general maintenance, very definitely. So I care about me. And at the same time, because I feel vitality, I feel energy, and I am in a place of feeling really good about me because I'm making a contribution, you see? So that's what we're here for. To fulfill our mission on earth, our sacred duty, by taking care of ourselves. And then, how do we help others? Because we have a purpose. We're not just here to have a good time. I mean, yes, having a good time is wonderful. That's part of, you know, living life to the fullest. That we can have fun, we can have a good time. And what is our dharma, again, or our sacred duty, where we feel fulfilled, you see, because when we're not doing something, when we're not fulfilling that, what is in our heart and our soul, then we have this gap, and we keep looking to others to fill it for us. So does that answer the...
That is wonderful. So in other words, what I'm hearing is that when we sort of fill our cup and we do the things that we are passionate about and that we want to do for ourselves, that really will pour over to the others around us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just cannot tell you how important that is, Dr. Iris, because I have made that commitment, and I did it, probably 40 years ago. And I have loved my life, and I have listened to that voice within. It wasn't always a popular thing to do, and I wanted to do what was right for me. And when you have that, it's living in abundance. I can't give it away. You know, I mean, I do give what I can because people, you know, those that are willing to hear me, of course, you know, I am generous and I want everyone to succeed and to love and to be in the state of bliss and joy. That is my living space, you see.
Yes, absolutely. Renee, we are about to take a very quick break, and we will be right back. Glad you're able to be with us today. We are taking a short break. If you would like to ask our guests a question during the next segment of our show, please contact innerlightradio@yahoo.com or call 310-928-7733.
as a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 27 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center, my staff and I are compassionate health experts. Through our integrative approach, we create miraculous breakthroughs in your physical and emotional health using cutting-edge technologies. Along with our inspirational and healing touch, we customize wellness packages to optimize your quality of life so that you can live your best life without pain. You are welcome to contact Dr. Iris by going to her website, www.driris.com. Looking forward to sharing this powerful second part of our show today.
Hi, my name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, and I am here today with Renee Devereaux, who is just amazing, sharing with us how we need to love ourselves and our commitment to be the best we can be, and actually to listen to ourselves. And Renee, you mentioned earlier in this interview about a book that you did self-published. And you said something that this book will be available in a different edition pretty soon. Would you mind sharing a little bit about that and how our listeners can get that book if they're interested?
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for that. Right now, what I do have is... or are some issues from the old of that original publication, and it was a second. I have two editions, and this is the second edition. Then I have it right now as an ebook, and what will be coming out is through Balboa Press. And as soon as I submit it, I probably am right now in the last reread. I have reworked; it's totally redone, and. Like I say, within the next 2 months, I do trust it will be out. And yes, definitely, you'll always be able to get it through me from my website.
Yeah, so why don't you share the title of your book and how people can contact you if they're interested in your book?
Yes, it's The Ultimate Love Affair. And you can go to my website, reneedevereaux.com. You can call me on 949-340-0254 and email info@reneedevereaux.com. And the Devereaux is D-E-V-E-R-E-A-U-X. And I would be more than happy to, well, I can send you. Only thing you have to pay for is the postage for the second edition of The Ultimate Love Affair. I do have some copies left that I will give away to those who call your show or who call me. And then I am also going to be doing some presentations locally in February. I've got two coming up, one at the Goddess Temple in Irvine, on February 22nd, and another one in spirit, and that's the Center for Spiritual Living on Obrero on February 15th, the day after Valentine's, because again, it's a very important topic always to learn to love ourselves. So it is The Ultimate Love Affair. People often get excited about that title because they think this is the how-to, you know, to capture the partner. And no, you start with your relationship with you. Mm-hmm. That's the one from which everything else stems.
Mm-hmm. So I know that sometimes people say they say this, like they're raising children, they're raising a family, they're busy running, doing, right? And a lot of our listeners are probably like that. And they say, when my kids leave the house, or when the kids grow up, or when this, or when that, they're always putting off taking care of themselves. Would you please address that? A lot of us fall into that category.
Yes, I see it again and again. I have a lot of clients who are sometimes in their 50s, and they're suffering from empty nest syndrome. The children have left, and they are bereft. They have nothing. And oftentimes, they don't have much to talk about to the husbands because they have emptied themselves, and they have contributed to their children, and now they really have not grown spiritually or emotionally. They have neglected their personal growth, their personal fulfillment. They have not written the book that perhaps they thought of many years ago, or perhaps they had a talent for poetry or for art or for dancing. And now, after raising their children, here they are.
Mm-hmm.
So I always say, go with what you loved once. Go there. Find if there's still passion, if it's still something that can excite you. And do not feel guilty. And if you are in the position where you are married and you are raising children and you just don't seem to have time, well, please, I say to you, please make the time. Take the time. Do something for you. And I have lots of young women who are raising children, who are my clients, and that is a project that they must work on, something that they really want for themselves, because we don't know what's going to happen. You see, a lot of us, well, we don't have partners, and we find ourselves that, okay, it's time to go to work. It's time to do something. And there is often frustration and anger when we compromise ourselves and take a job just to survive, just to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is something there that was neglected. And so now here we are in our 40s, 50s, sometimes 60s, and oh my goodness, what now? So I say to you, this is one definite way of loving yourself. Do not neglect that aspect that needs attention. It's your soul's calling. That's why your soul incarnated and created your body or gave you your body, so that you have a vehicle to experience life.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we want to do is provide a means by which the soul expresses. I do get emotional about
yes.
this because
yes, I'm hearing that.
Yeah, I see, you know, our very souls neglected. And that, for me, is my love affair. I love that aspect of me that has given me the will to live and created the miracles for me to have the life I've had.
Now, so, Renee, I hate to interrupt you, but we do have a comment from a listener, if it is okay with you. This is from Patrice DeLondro, and this is the comment, and you might want to address this. Is marrying yourself and having a wedding ceremony the same as self-love or narcissistic? So I'm going to repeat that. Is marrying yourself and having a wedding ceremony the same as self-love or narcissistic?
I think it just depends on where you're coming from. I do believe that, you know, in some way, I did make that commitment to myself. And yes, it is a relationship, and it is certainly a commitment. And I think for some people, it may be a desire to manifest it to the world that, yes, I am committed, and consequently, this is what I'm about. I didn't feel the need to do that. And so, like I say, it just depends on what our desire is.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we do want to make it public and let the world know that we're in love with self. And again, as far as narcissism, it's can we be true to ourselves without overindulging? Sometimes narcissism borders on overindulging. Yes. We spend more than, or we spend what we don't have. You know, so where is the expression? I truly love myself and I don't feel the need to say it to anyone. Well, I wrote a book, yes. Mm-hmm. Because, yes, I guess I did want to publish it. And at the same time, I want to make it available for everyone that really there's more to life than girl meets guy and guy gets girl. That is like something wonderful. It can happen. It's the icing on the cake. But really, each of us is the cake.
Yes.
We are divine. We have an amazing soul that wants expression. And so we make a commitment to it. We can publish it. We can publicize it.
So, Renee, my radio show is called Attitude Adjustment.
Yes.
And I would love for you to share two ways that you think, in your professional opinion, our listeners can shift their attitude.
All right. I believe that it comes from shifting the need to find fulfillment and purpose through others and placing that focus on what we intuitively know to give to ourselves. So you see, it's stop depending on the opinion of others or the acceptance of others. What is it that intuitively you know is right for you? It may not be approved of by others in your circle, but you know in your heart and in your very soul that this may or may not be right for you. And I know that for me, that was a profound way of living because I am foreign, because I am Hispanic, and, you know, the culture calls for me being a certain way, being married, having children, and I knew in my heart that I didn't want children from a very young age. I heard my soul because I knew that if I had children, my life would not be the same. And so, yes, I was married and divorced twice, and it's not about marriage for me. I wanted to be the creator of my life. So you see, if we depend on the approval of others, we often lose ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is my suggestion to your listeners, that if you stop and take a deep breath and be conscious of the motivation for your behavior, that's the introspection that's called for. Be conscious of the decisions that you're making, because you are making a decision whether you believe it or not in every moment. And so what is it that's causing you to make a decision of, for example, taking on a relationship? Is it hormonally driven? Is it, or is it truly my soul's desire? So here comes the self-examination, the exploration.
Got it.
Meditation, hypnotherapy, I'm available.
Got it. Yes, I know that. Well, Renee, we need to end our radio show. It's coming to an end. Can you give us, in 10 seconds, just anything, any other pearls of wisdom you'd like to share?
That we are here to fulfill ourselves, to fulfill that divine essence. We are here for a sacred duty. And start by listening to the heart and intuition, rather than assuming that fulfillment will come from getting things or having things or being with others, but actually what is your mission? To be continually asking, because we each have a gift, and that is what I want to remind everyone of, that you have a contribution to make, each one, each being on this planet.
Got it. Thank you so much. It's been such a treat to have you on our show today. You can reach Renee Devereaux by going to her website, www.reneedevereaux.com, and get her free ebook. Please join us on the second and fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you will continue to gain insights and inspiration from each of my guests. You are guaranteed to leave with two ways you can adjust your attitude. We look forward to our next show on Tuesday, February 10th, with Susan Sherbert, author of her new book, Grown Ups Don't Skip, Have Fun, Be Happy, Enjoy Life. For further information, contact me, Dr. Iris Rosenfeld. My email is driris@driris.com, and my website, www.driris.com. And I want to leave you all with a thought for the day. This is from Napoleon Hill. A goal is a dream without a deadline. Wishing you all a beautiful day. Thank you for being here.
I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good, if I can wait.